This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, December 17th, 2014, from HiRISE, onboard NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Possible opaline silica in the central uplift of Elorza Crater. Elorza Crater is an approximately 40-kilometer diameter complex crater located about 300 kilometers north of Copertes Chasma. This image centers on the southwestern portion of the central uplift and is characterized by numerous bedrock exposures and coherent impact melt flows. The distinguishing feature of this central uplift is the various types of bedrock that are observable at the surface. This image shows uplifted, massive, fractured bedrock that is visible directly adjacent to the dark tone flow materials, which are interpreted to be impact melt flows. At full resolution, it's possible to distinguish the stratigraphic relationship between these two units. The impact melt appears to be eroding up the slope, exposing the underlying bedrock. Examining an image from the Compact Reconnaissance Imaging Spectrometer for Mars, or CRISM, another instrument on MRO, a spectral signature can be observed that strongly correlates with this exposed bedrock, which is consistent with opaline silica. Directly northwest of this feature is uplifted bedrock with distinct intact layering, a common feature visible in central uplifts of impact craters near Valles Marineris. Understanding where each bedrock unit originated and how it was subsequently exposed during the impact process is a complex problem that relies upon synthesizing several remote sensing data sets available for Mars. Eroding terrain in Arabia Terra. This image shows a sample of eroded Martian terrain in Arabia Terra. At one time, this was a flat, smooth terrain, but over time, it has been eroded, most likely by the wind, forming depressed, low-lying areas where we see many small dunes. The dunes resemble waves in the ocean, whereas in other areas, we see small, flat-topped hills forming. Frosty slopes in late spring. This high-rise image shows frosted gullies on a south-facing slope within a crater. At this time of year, only south-facing slopes retain the frost, while the north-facing slopes have melted. Gullies are not the only active geologic process going on here. A small crater is visible at the bottom of the slope. Polar layered deposit slopes. This image, approximately 500 by 500 meters, represents a popular monitoring site. In this case, a sample of the South Polar layered deposits. These deposits are quite extensive and partially surround the South Polar residual cap. In this beautiful enhanced color image, we see fractured bedrock partially coated in carbon dioxide frost. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.